Hello, 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 sunshines. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be at. Hello. I am so happy to be starting the first episode of Shine Her Light Podcasting. And as you can tell for the title, it's going to be a little interesting. Sunshining like a boss. Sunshining like a boss. Let me tell you. Ever since I have started Shine Her Light, my life has been doing like a whirlpool. And I'm telling you, God gets all the glory. He deserves all the glory. But also, let me tell you that being a boss, being someone that is a leader or in charge of of things that, you know, that you're leading or that you are running, You have some stuff that you really do need to learn before you can really become successful in whatever you're leading or whatever girl that you are choosing to run. Like, for instance, you know, I'm just get right into it. First and foremost, you got to be delivering from people. I think a lot of times where we mess up at when we are becoming successful is that we're looking for validation of people. If I knew what I knew then, if I knew what I knew now, back when I was like maybe 18 and I had these thoughts of being successful, I probably would have been successful by then. But let me tell you something, you have to grow and you have to learn, but at the same time, there comes to a positioning in your life where you get to a position in your life where you're like, okay, I'm sick of looking for people to validate what I'm called to do. Like, whatever you are called to do, whatever is destined for you is destined for you. And people sometimes won't support. People will sometimes support. So you have to have that eagerness about yourself. You have to know that you're called to do exactly what you are doing, and that is done for a purpose, and that is done for a reasoning. A lot of times we do things out of, well, they said that I can do it. No, you have to be delivered for people, because I believe it was T.D. Jakes, and one of my friends tagged me in one of his videos on Facebook. And he was talking about how you have certain people, you know, that are connected to you. And he talked about the distant followers. And I don't know why that just stuck to my spirit, where you have distant followers who are not in your life, that are not close to you, but they watch you from afar. Like, it's like, I love you, but stay over there. Like, you got those followers that you know that can't be close to you, that you know can't be in your inner circle. So you like, okay. You probably would never meet them, or you probably have came across them. You probably know who they are, but you do have distant followers. And one thing I had to understand is that just because they're not buying what I'm selling, or just because they're not sharing a post or liking a post, whatever I put on social media about Shine Her Light, doesn't mean that they're not supporting, honey. So just be mindful that just because people, you know, are not supporting the way you want them to support, doesn't mean that they are not supporting. That's why you have to be delivered from people. You cannot continually run a business or even run your life depending on people validation and what they think is right for what you have been already chosen to do. Second of all, not only do you have to be delivered from people, but you have to incorporate some self-care. Now, I know you like, well, I'm a boss. I got things to do. I ain't got time, you know, for rest. Girl, get your rest. Get your rest. You know what? Get your rest. After you done all of that, after you done sold all the products that you can sell, after you done encouraged everybody else, after you done did all your duties or everything on your to-do list for that day, for your business, for your nonprofit, or whatever type of business you have, child, get some rest. Child, take a vacation. It's called self-care. You need to incorporate self-care in your life. I cannot stress how much self-care is important. Self-care is important. If you're going to be a boss, you have to learn when it's time for self-care and when it's time for you to put in work. Now, I know some of us get into the positions where we become workaholics, and trust me, I am a workaholic. I will have like 5 or 6 things needing to be done at the same time and just be working, and then forget how to take care of myself. Let me tell you this, you have to learn how to take care of you. No one can take care of you like you can take care of you, honey. Take care of yourself. Take the vacation. Go get that massage. Go get your nails or your feet pampered. Go do something for you, or take yourself out to that fancy restaurant that you've been wanting to go to. Girl, do something for you. You out here bossing and collecting coins and, you know, securing a bag. You need to do something for you for once, you know? You need to do something for you for once. So self-care is important, you know. Create a day out of your busy schedule where you say, this day is a me day. This day is where I don't do work. And I'm talking to myself because I need to hear this myself, because I be up 12 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning working on Shine Her Light or working or preparing or planning for something. And I'm talking to myself. I'm telling y'all this, those who are listening. But I'm also telling myself this. So self-care is important. If you're going to be a boss, you have to also take care of yourself. And sometimes taking care of yourself is eating healthy or making sure your mental state is in the right place, because there's no way you can operate a successful business and your mental state is not in the right positioning or it's not in the healthiest positioning. So if you got to go get a life coach or get a counselor, go do those things because it will benefit. And my last one would be, what do you think it's going to be? We got delivered from people. We got delivered from people. We got self-care. So if self-care is the second one, what do you think the third one is going to be? If you're going to be a boss out here and you're going to be sunshiny, you have to learn how not only to be teachable but also be able to receive constantly new information. I think this is where a lot of time businesses go downhill at. We become so used as being leaders, or we become used to being the one that's teaching, that when it's time for our business or businesses to receive teachable information to help us grow past where we're currently at, we will feel as if like I'm already there, or, you know, or I don't need it, or I don't need the lesson or the information. Look, your businesses are never too successful to receive information. You need to constantly open your mind up to new information. Like, for instance, you could be like, okay, I have this particular goal for my business financially, and right now we're stuck at this goal. What information do I need to help me to get out of this, this positioning, because I want to exceed and excel towards my goal? So always be open to new information, and never think your business or businesses is too successful to where it can't no longer receive new information to grow, or is no longer capable of receiving new information to, you know, reach past your goals. Because the more information you receive and the more stuff you learn how to do, you not only become teachable, but your success become more grand than what it really was. So, with that being said, if you made it to the end of this podcast, I really want you to email me a yellow heart if you made it to the end of this podcast. Email me a yellow heart at shineherlight@gmail.com. That is SHYNE capital E-E-H-E-R. LIGHT@gmail.com or comment in the comment section, a yellow heart, if you made it to the podcast. And I'm going to repeat that email again because I totally like messed that all up. So SHYNE, which is all lowercase, capital HER, the her in that is all capital, and then light is LIGHT, which is all lowercase, @gmail.com. Well, all right. Peace out, and I will see you guys with another podcast. And thank you for tuning in with my first podcast. All right, and we are out. Remember to create sunshine in the darkness so that others can be able to see.